Walmart pledges $100 million to fight systemic racism. By John Carney on June 5, 2020. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon on Friday condemned racial violence and pledged $100 million to address systematic racism in society head-on and accelerate change. In an email sent to employees, McMillon embraced the worldview of the radical left and pledged to fund its goals. The global health crisis has tested all of us in recent months, and the racial violence in the U.S., in particular, the murder of George Floyd, is tragic, painful and unacceptable, McMillon wrote in the email. Like many companies that have recently adopted the view that America is plagued by systemic racism, Walmart is not aiming only to change itself. It has moved on to the second stage of woke corporatism, which involves attempting to reform the world according to the left-wing agenda. From McMillon's letter, to influence and lead change in society more broadly, we are going to invest resources and develop strategies to increase fairness, equity and justice in aspects of everyday life. We will find the natural overlaps between Walmart's core business and society's larger needs that perpetuate racism and discrimination. Specifically, we're going to focus the power of Walmart on our nation's financial, healthcare, education and criminal justice systems. In addition to leveraging our business to drive these outcomes, Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are committing $100 million over 5 years through a new Center on Racial Equity. The goal of the center will be to address systematic racism in society head-on and accelerate change. Through the $100 million commitment, the center will support philanthropic initiatives that align with the four key areas noted above. The center will seek to advance economic opportunity and healthier living, including issues surrounding the social determinants of health, strengthening workforce development and related educational systems, and support criminal justice reform with an emphasis on examining barriers to opportunity faced by those exiting the system. Employees of Walmart were instructed that they must not only comply with Walmart's internal and external changes but must believe in them authentically and more deeply. As an associate at Walmart, you are expected to truly, authentically and more deeply embrace inclusion, McMillon said. We must work together to actively shape the culture to be more inclusive and not just accept our differences but celebrate them, all the time, within every team. The email made no mention of the violence seen in cities across America or the victims of riots and looting.